Plans have been unveiled to build a year-round water park resort in western Massachusetts. It would be built on a tree-covered 152-acre site just off Exit 8 on the Massachusetts Turnpike in Palmer. A team of developers called Palmer Sports Group said the project will cost an estimated $650 million. If built as planned, it would employ 2,000 people. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Paul Robbins, the spokesperson for the development team.
Western Massachusetts has been trying to identify what it is, you know, in terms of, what are we a region for? We know precision manufacturing's big, but right under our nose, I think, for a long time has been tourism. And with the addition of MGM, which we think is there's a synergy between that and the water park, with some staples like Eastern States Exposition and Yankee Candle and now people coming from all over the world to see the Seuss Museum. We really think this is just another layer of a really strong message to the outside world that Western Mass is a great destination, and the developers of this project feel that it's a 300-mile radius that would be drawn to this, and that's 25 million people population. So Western Massachusetts is increasingly becoming a destination, and we think this is going to be a big part of it.
What are the components of this water park project?
Essentially, you have to think of this as almost a Disney-esque type of resort. So there'll be a hotel connected to a water feature. Not unlike when you go to Disney, you buy a package, you're going to be there with your kids or family for whatever many days, and you buy the park package. So that will be kind of the central piece of this, but not the only piece of this really complex and really interesting project. So it will also have one of the longest kind of lazy river whitewater tube rides in the country, and it will be something that you can utilize for 10 months out of the year because there's some indoor buildings, including a hotel and a sports bubble, and some of the heat that's generated to heat those buildings will be redirected into the water, so the water will be warm. So you can almost envision, maybe November and early snow shower, and you're tubing on this feature. There will also be a second water feature that's maybe more for day trippers or people that are using the athletic fields that would have a different price point. So you essentially have two water venues within the park. And then the other part of the park that kind of is in equal value and spread out more is this athletic complex. Many parents in the Northeast, when you get to November and you want to hone your skills in soccer or field hockey or whatever, outdoors is not an option. So this will have a large sports bubble where teams or individuals or groups can train or perform. There'll be outdoor soccer fields, be skating rink, beach volleyball, baseball a field. So really kind of soup to nuts kind of in the sports arena. And we live in a sports-grazed area and country, and this is really designed for people who want to enjoy the outdoors, the indoors, the water park, and all these athletic facilities.
Who are the developers behind this?
One is Trip Knox, who's probably one of the leading engineers and designers of water features. He has done parks in Orlando, sent them around the world, and he is aware how to develop something of this scale. So he's been involved in thousands of water-related facilities, developing them. The other individual is Michael D'Amato, who is a builder, and he's also familiar with resorts in that the latter stages of Foxwoods, he was involved in the development of that. And then the final piece, and there'll be more as we go along, is a construction group known as Skanska. And they are a national, international construction and development company, and they built Gillette Stadium, home of the Patriots.
How many jobs would this bring to Palmer?
The feeling is that when it's fully built out, there'd be 2,000 jobs, which is significant. They would overnight become the largest employer in the town of Palmer. the hospital there, Wing Hospital, employs just a shade under 1,000. So by it would double the largest employer in town. So it would be a game changer for the Quahog Valley and for Palmer. And as you know, Palmer was passed over for the casino, and there were a lot of hopes that that would be the economic driver. This would be just about equal in terms of the amount of jobs and economic development.
And the site for this is the location where Mohegan Sun proposed to build the casino 5 years ago, correct?
Yeah, so here's an irony. The site is the exact location where there was proposed Mohegan Sun casino. And the last iteration of the Mohegan Palmer proposal, and they were very thrilled about this, and it was a big part of their proposal, was a water park. So obviously the casino ended up being a very divisive issue, but I was involved with helping the landowner at the time, and I distinctly recall people saying, well, why couldn't they just keep the water park and not have the casino? So fast forward a few years later, that idea has kind of taken hold at this point.
I assume there's going to be a lengthy permitting process involved in this, as there is in any big construction project. Has that gotten underway, and what kind of a time frame are we looking at here for when construction might begin?
Yeah, so there have been informal conversations with the planning board, and so there's no referendum required like there was in the casino. As you recall, the legislation, enabling legislation in Massachusetts, required a referendum for any casino development. This goes through the kind of standard planning board process, where there'd be a special permit, there'd be public hearings. It looks like that'll start to take root, and then between the last quarter of this year and the first quarter into next spring, the permitting process will take its course. The other piece is the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So we've shared this concept and how far we are along with this with the Commonwealth, the administration, and they seem enthusiastic and think this is a great use. So there's going to be infrastructure and other interactions with the Commonwealth that'll be, I think, crucial to the project. So we're hoping to have those conversations again the last part of this year and into the early part of next year. So looking forward, we'd have more to say, I guess, in the spring about when there might be shovels in the ground.